We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Will Carroll is one of the leading experts in the entire nation on sports injuries, and he is our injury expert, columnist for Under the Knife. That's his big column, and you can get it just Google search Under the Knife or underthenife.substack.com. His injury report every week sponsored by Johnson and Alday Injury Attorneys. You can visit johnsonalday.com, and he joins us again a couple of days after the whole Mike Soroka thing back at his normal time slot. Hey, Will.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Pretty good, pretty good. Now, Will, you know, with us, now we have an issue with Ozzie Albies in this wrist. How is it affecting his hitting at the plate?
Yeah, it seems to be. He's up there. He's just not comfortable. We're not seeing the same kind of whip. You know, we don't have the same kind of stats that we get with pitchers. We don't see bat speed. We see exit velocity, and you have to hit the ball to get that. So we've seen a dip there on the times where he's actually hitting that. So we've got to think that whatever's going on with that wrist, whether it's a nerve issue, whether it's a cartilage issue, we don't have any clarity on that, that it is bothering him. So they've got to get that cleared up. And wrists are very, very complicated. You know, people think it's, you know, just kind of a hinge like the elbow, but it is not. There are so many small bones, cartilage, nerves. It's just a mess. Tiny little bones, if they get just a little bit out of alignment, it's really problematic to get them back. So this is one we're going to have to watch. Guys who get wrist problems, it tends to get chronic.
You know, we spend a lot of time, and we know about Mike Soroka, and I want to thank you for your expertise, because I think a lot of Braves fans will, when they were reading, and if you haven't heard Will, it's on our, we linked it to our Facebook page and to our Twitter, 99 The Game, to listen to the interview we did Tuesday. But for the benefit of those who didn't hear, I think maybe we should go back a little bit and just touch on that again. What is your prognosis for the recovery of Mike Soroka, and when do you think Braves fans will see him again?
Yeah, I think, you know, this is a normal, unfortunately, all too normal, Achilles rupture, and he's going to have it repaired. They'll stitch that sucker right back together, and it's really as simple as that. And we've seen, basically in the last decade, a little bit of a change in technique there has led to better rehab outcomes, and it's gone from something that was 12 to 18 months to something that's 6 to 9 months. So all he has to do is count up from there. There's no reason to think Soroka, a young, healthy guy, is going to go any longer than that. So we're looking at anywhere from the start of training camp to very shortly thereafter, assuming we're on a normal schedule. So we're going to see him in 2021. The idea that whole he's going to lose all of next season, I just don't know where people get that idea.
Mookie Betts.
Yep. Go ahead.
You got what we doing, John? What you want?
You want to go ahead? You.
Okay, Mookie Betts, you know, he injured his middle finger. How did that happen?
Yeah, that one's unclear, but fingers are difficult. You know, you've got to be able to grip the bat. They're letting him play the field, but they're trying to get this going. So what I'm told is it's a tendon. So it's kind of one of the pulleys in the finger. He's just not able to get the same grip. And if you don't have your grip strength, you don't have the fine bat control. And this is really important. For a guy like Betts, who, again, just like Albies, has great bat speed, you've got to be able to control it. You can't just whip the bat through one zone, because just watch some of those pitches. They're moving all over the place. Dustin May throwing a 99-mile-an-hour pitch that moved like a screwball. It's just crazy what some of these guys are doing out there. So even somebody as good as Mookie Betts, somebody as simple as grip strength, if you have just a little bit of a loss there, it doesn't look like he's going to be out too long. They were willing to put him back out in the field where he's doing really well. So this one's a day-to-day situation while they try to get this finger issue cleared up.
Will Carroll is our injury expert at underthenife.substack.com. Will, we were talking about Mike Soroka. Max Scherzer, do we have any update on him? What happened last night? He came out of the game, didn't come back into the game. Do we know what's going on with Max?
Yeah, he's got a hamstring strain. Evidently, he did this a while back, though I went back and watched his last start. They said he was pitching through it. I didn't see any change. There was no time where he was walking funny or, you know, was shaking the leg out. But, hey, let's take him at their word for this. And it's a minor hamstring strain. He just wasn't throwing well in that first inning. And I said, you know what? Let's pull him out of there and make sure this doesn't get any worse. So we're going to have to watch this. You know, they're getting Steven Strasburg back. But you know, if they don't have Scherzer and Strasburg, that Nats team is not going to repeat.
Will Carroll's our injury expert. Hugh and I were talking throughout the last couple of days, and Hugh, you know, your experience as a player weighs heavily into this. Well, the opt-out deadline is at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
So far, the NFL has said that 60 players have opted out. That doesn't mean that they're – I want to be real clear here. That does not mean they have tested positive. There's just 60 players have opted out.
Right.
Okay. But the NFLPA is saying 56 players have tested positive since this began, and out of about 2,000 or about 2% have tested positive. The only one I think we know for sure, obviously, is as far as players go, is Zeke Elliott. But do you know, as this, is there a percentage of players in your opinion where it becomes, you know, almost non-viable? I mean, does it have to? I mean, 2%. You could probably handle. Can you handle 10%, or if you get to 20%, does it become just not a viable thing?
No, here's the problem. What we're going to have is nearly 0% across teams. Much like with baseball, we've seen that it can get out of hand pretty quickly. It's not just one player that gets it. It's 5, 6, 7, and that's where you have the problems. Even in a bigger sport like football. You know, if you lose two linemen, you're in trouble. If you're down three or four wide receivers, that's why one of the things I saw, I forget which team it was, but I think it was Cincinnati. So they had four quarterbacks in camp, and they were putting them all in different rooms. So rather than having their meetings together, they're having them over Zoom or something secure. I guess Microsoft has got the sponsorship on that. So they're having to keep the players separated, and that's just not going to be normal. We're going to have to figure out what's going to work because, you know, well, I think they can get away with games if we're seeing 2, 3, 4% positives because you're just going to have pockets of it. You've got to really keep it out of teams. New Orleans is doing – they got like five floors of a downtown hotel near the stadium where they're kind of having a mini bubble. But even then, you know, you've got people on elevators, you're walking around. This is going to be really difficult. I think, you know, we've seen it. The bubbles work with the NHL and the NBA and the MLS. So this is a situation more like baseball, except with a much worse setup. There's more travel. These guys are very, very close to each other. I don't see how they're going to get away with zero, even with as much emphasis as they're putting on things. Because as seriously as they're taking this, as much as they're doing, we're still seeing wackadoo stuff like John Elway's nano crystal sprayer. The minute that stuff starts sneaking in, people start letting off the gas a little bit, and we'll see, you know, an outbreak here and an outbreak there.
Hugh, would you be comfortable as a former player in a bubble like New Orleans, like Will's talking about?
You mean in a hotel?
Yeah.
You mean having somebody, you know, make up my bed for me all the time and I can just order food whenever I want it and watch free cable and be in a hotel for like months? That kind of situation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really? Am I having have all the towels that I want and being able to just, you know, run amok like that in a hotel? I did say towns, didn't I? Yeah, I'd be okay with that. I'd be okay.
Yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, a lot of guys will say that, but, you know, it's a weekend in a hotel is nice. a month in a hotel gets a little bit constricting, especially if you can't go out and, you know, get some wings.
Well, you know what? Hey, Will, I'll bring my Xbox. My rookie year, I lived in the hotel in New York in Long Island for like a month because I couldn't find a place to stay. So I've done that. Not to the extent where I had to be quarantined in a hotel, but I've done that before.
You know, the issue is that it's extensive, and that, you know, they're telling you you can't do something.
That's a little different.
There's urges out there, and just being told you can't do something makes you want to do it.
Yeah, that this is true. Definitely true.
Well, I mean, I do appreciate all the help you've given us, and I think a lot of Braves fans are thankful that you were able to give us kind of a working model for Mike Soroka here and about his return in 2021. That, you know, because there were a lot of speculation that, you know, so he's going to be lost this year and next year, and we won't see him. He'll be permanently damaged, and you kind of put that all in perspective for us this week. And I just want to say thank you for doing that.
Well, I'm glad to do it for you guys. Thanks a lot, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.